bringing hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacy. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otutu. And now, today's word.
Well, as I indicated, I am doing a series with the word rise or arise in it. And I have spoken about let God arise. I've spoken about rise up and walk. Last week, I spoke on rise above your shortcomings. Today, my message is titled Rise and Depart. Rise and depart. Somebody say, I'm rising, I'm departing. One of the most destructive circumstances of life happens when you find yourself stuck in a wrong place. When you find that you're in a place that is not good for you, but you're not able to move away from it. Sometimes we find ourselves in a place that is wrong for us because we were born into it. Other times, it is because some people made decisions and landed us in the bad place. Or we could find ourselves in a bad place because of decisions we have made ourselves. So when you find yourself in a bad spot, what do? I say that you rise and you depart. That does not mean that any time you find yourself in a difficult situation, you must arise and depart. If you do that, that will turn you into an unstable person who is not able to stand and fight and win their battles. That's not what I'm talking about. Life generally has tough spots in our marriage, in our work, at school, in relationships, in church, in politics. Generally in life, you will come against tough decisions. It doesn't mean that any time you come across a tough decision, you rise up and you depart. That's not what I'm talking about. But there are places that you don't have to stay. There are moments in our lives when we need to arise and depart. And these moments do not happen every day. It may happen once in our life, twice in our life, three times in our life, but there are special moments in our lives when we must get out from a certain place that life has locked us in. And those are the moments that we are talking about today. And I'm going to start by referencing Micah chapter 2. Micah chapter 2. For those of you who are not familiar with all the books in the Bible, Micah is also in the Bible. Micah chapter 2. And just to give you a little background, Micah was a prophet to the kingdom of Judah. You know, Israel was divided into two after Rehoboam. There was the northern kingdom and there was the southern kingdom. The northern kingdom was generally what was called Israel. The southern kingdom was called Judah. And Micah was a prophet that God raised for Judah, the southern kingdom. And Micah's time of ministry was about the same time when Isaiah was also in ministry. So both of them were prophets about the same time. And Micah's ministry went through the times when Jotham was king, when Ahaz was king, and when Hezekiah was king. So, just to give you a background. So let's go to Micah chapter 2 and verse number 10. And it says, arise and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is defiled. It shall destroy, yes, with utter destruction. I'll read it again. Arise and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is defiled, it shall destroy, yes, with utter destruction. This prophecy that God spoke through Micah happened at the time when the southern kingdom and the whole of Israel was going through a bad situation where powerful people were dominating the weak people, and there were false prophets in the land. So the land had become a very bad place. And the people were in a bad place of their lives. And so God raised Micah to go and speak about this. And when Micah started prophesying, if you read earlier, he spoke a lot of harsh words or woes to the people. But in this particular segment of his prophecy, he's talking about the people who have settled for all this disruption and deception and false prophecy and all the evil that is going on. And the people have just settled. And so God spoke to Micah to go and announce to the people, don't sit here, don't settle here. He says, arise and depart. Somebody say, I'm rising and I'm moving. And the reason why he says they should arise and depart is because he said the place they were was defiled. The place was defiled. So let me just define the word for us, what it means to be defiled. When Micah said the place was defiled, what did he mean? He meant first that the place was unclean. A defiled place is an unclean place. It means it is not wholesome. Something that is unhealthy is not good for your well-being. So God says the people must not rest here. Why? Because it is unclean. It is not wholesome. It's not a good place to be. The second definition of defiled is corrupted. Something that has lost its purpose. When we say something is corrupted, it means it used to have a good purpose, but now it's lost its purpose. It used to serve a good purpose. It's no longer serving a good purpose. It's corrupted. Thirdly, defiled means something that has been degraded. Something that has lost its power. It used to have value. It has no value now. It has become cheap. So that is what God is saying to Israel or to his people. Arise and depart. Why? Because where you are is defiled. It's unclean. It's corrupted. It is degraded. It's not a good place. It's not a wholesome place to stay in. And that is why he says, arise and depart. A defiled place is a destructive place. And God warns the people, he says, if you stay there, it will destroy you. It shall destroy. And there are many things that can defile a place. A place can be defiled with idolatry, where people are worshiping false gods. Or it can be defiled by oppression. It can be defiled by bitterness. It can be defiled by envy. It can be defiled by sin. By lust, by bad friends. When we find ourselves in a defiled place, we must not settle there. We must rise and we must depart. And that's what God is saying to his people. The place you are is bad for you. It's not the place where you're supposed to stay. So I'm going to illustrate this concept of rising and departing with three biblical stories. And I'll run through them quickly. The first story is the story of Abraham, whom God told to arise and depart. Abraham departed from a world of idolatry. Genesis chapter 12 verse 1. Now the Lord has said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. Just listen to the instruction. Get out. Get out. Arise, depart, move away from your country, your family, your father's house. Verse 4 of Genesis 12 says, so Abraham departed as the Lord has spoken to him. he departed. Why? Because God says, depart. Abraham was born in the Ur of the Chaldees. That was his native land. That was his culture. He lived among his people and his family. Normally when you live amongst your own people, your own country, with your own family, that's the place to feel comfortable. That's the place to rest. You do what they do. But Abraham's family was living in a land of idolatry. And God wanted to start something new with Abraham. And for that new thing to happen, Abraham had to depart. The thing to note about Abraham is that he got into idolatry because he was born into it. That was where he was. He got into idolatry because he was born into it. He didn't know any better. He worshiped the gods of his people, believed what his people believe. But God had a different purpose for him. He wanted to reveal himself to Abraham. And Abraham could not have the revelation of God by being in the same place that he was born into. He had to arise and depart. When God wants to do something new for you, he will demand something new from you. When God wants to do something new for you, he will demand something new from you. So he says, Abraham, I'm going to do something new for you. So I'm going to ask you to do something new. And that something new is you're going to rise from your familiar place and you're going to depart. There are many Christians who have still not departed from the idols of their fathers. The spiritual worldview of their fathers. You know, these days, a lot of Christians respond to God the way their fathers used to respond to their idols. They respond to men of God the way we used to respond to fetish priests. So at one point, it looks like we are Christians, but we have not departed. Our worldview is still African traditional religion. That's why people these days can't just simply believe in the name of Jesus. They want the name of Jesus plus. You have to do something. People say, sometimes you go to church, people say, you have to do something. That is African traditional religion, where you go and the priest must do something. Must do some inkunya. He must do something. Some magic, something. In Christianity, we don't go to a man of God to do something. We go to hear the word of God. That is the difference between Christianity and the other religions. It's not about doing something. It's about hearing what God says. And that's why every revelation of God in the Bible, just check your Bible, it always comes with God saying something. Telling people something. Telling them what to obey, what to depart from, what to change. Abraham had to depart from idolatry. That's the first story of a person rising and departing. The second illustration of rising and departing is about Israel, the nation of Israel. Israel departed from living under oppression in Egypt. They departed from living under oppression in Egypt. Numbers chapter 33 verse 3. It says they departed from Ramses in the first month, or the 15th day of the first month. On the day after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with boldness in the sight of all the Egyptians. They went out with boldness in the sight of all the Egyptians. Unlike Abraham, who was in the Ur of the Chaldees because he was born there. He was born into the wrong environment. The children of Israel were not born into the wrong environment. They got into bondage because of choices made by their ancestors. Their fathers made choices for them. A previous generation made choices for them. Going to Egypt was the best choice at the time. Why? Because there was food in Egypt. Because Joseph was in Egypt. And Joseph had become the second most powerful person in Egypt. And so when they went to Egypt, it was the best choice. It saved them from famine. And in Egypt, they had privileged position because Joseph was there. They got the best land. Pharaoh favored them and respected them. So it looked like a good decision had landed them in Egypt. Then the Bible says a new Pharaoh arose who did not know Joseph. It doesn't mean that he didn't know Joseph had existed. It simply means that he didn't care about Joseph. He didn't owe Joseph any favors. And he decided that he was going to treat the Israelites differently. I've always wondered, when a new Pharaoh arose who did not know Joseph, did the people know it? And if they knew it, why didn't they leave? But I'm sure they were there thinking, well, the days of Joseph will come again. One day, somebody will favor us. One day we'll be favored again. One day it will become better. One day it will become better. And they stayed there and stayed there in bondage for a very long time. Abraham was born into his situation, but these people, they got there because something that started right turned bad. And God had to get them out. Because sometimes something that starts right can turn bad. And you are stuck in the place. Because, oh, it used to be good here. Oh, in the good old days. In the good old days. It's not the good old days. The good old days are gone. Your father is no longer whom he used to be. You may have been born rich, but now you are broke. Continue talking about, oh, when we used to live in London, when we used to live in Paris, when we used to live in Australia, when we used to live in America, my father was this and my mother was that. My friend, you are no longer in that situation. You are in Egypt. You are in bondage. And if you keep living on your past heritage, you will stay in bondage for a very long time. I came to announce to somebody, stop dreaming, arise, and depart from that situation. Stop talking about how things used to be. That was the problem with Israel. Things had changed, but they were still stuck. And God says, arise and depart. Somebody say, arise and I'm departing. And I like the way God told them to arise and depart. He said that day they had to eat their bread before it had risen. They had to eat meat with bitter herbs. And the day they were departing, they had to live in the night, not in the day. Because when it's time to rise and depart, you don't waste time. Somebody say, I'm rising and departing. Third example of somebody who had to rise and depart. We are familiar with his story. The prodigal son. The prodigal son departed from a low and miserable life. Luke chapter 15, verse 17 and 18. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. The prodigal son is not like Abraham. He was not born into misery. The prodigal son is not like Israel. Nobody made choices for him to get to where he is. The prodigal son got into misery by his own choices and his own actions. So we are looking at three categories. One, you were born into it. Two, somebody's decision got you into it. Three, your own decision got you there. Whether you were born into it, somebody got you there, or you got yourself there, the instruction is still the same. Arise and depart. It's time to rise up. It's time to depart. Many times we think we are the cause of our own woes. We got ourselves where we are. And you know, when people feel that they got themselves to where they are, they feel they deserve it. I brought it upon myself. It's okay. I made a mistake. It's okay. This is karma. By the way, karma is not Christian philosophy. Because between action and reaction, there is God. There is grace. There is mercy. There is favor. There is forgiveness. Karma does not have that inside. That is an Eastern philosophy. But in Christian philosophy, you hit the ball against the wall. Before it gets to you, God can catch it. Between sowing and reaping, God can intervene. So don't just say, I did it, so it must happen to me. No, you may have messed up, but God didn't mess up. You made a mistake, God didn't make a mistake, and God is a redeemer. The whole of the Bible is about redemption. The prodigal son got into the mess. By the laws of karma, he should suffer. And wait to die, and maybe next time come as a monkey. But he came to himself and said, I messed up. I put myself here. It's my fault. But I remember my father. And I will arise and go to my father. I don't know where you stand in these three examples. Maybe you were born into it. Maybe it was a decision that was made at the time. It was good, but it has become bad. Or maybe you messed up yourself. In any of these three categories, the instruction is the same. Arise and depart. God can deliver you from what you were born into. God can deliver you from where people took you to, and God can deliver you from where you took yourself to. Don't sit down there and say, this is my lot. This is me too, my destiny. This is how it is. This is how it is in my family. This is my father's house. They all go through this. Everybody in my ancestral line goes through that. You are Abraham. Although everybody in your family is sitting in that place, God says, arise and depart. You are like Israel. Somebody made a decision at the time. It looked good, but it has now turned bad. Don't stay there. You will arise and depart. You are like the prodigal son. You made the decision yourself and you got into the mess. But you will arise and depart, because this place is not your resting place. This is not your resting place. Don't stay there. Because you know, sometimes we allow ourselves to stay in places. God wants us to depart from our defiled places. Don't stay in a defiled place. Many of us have allowed ourselves to stay in our defiled places. We are living in a defiled place, a place defiled with envy like Cain, or a place defiled with the disobedience like Saul, or a place filled with bitterness like Judas, or a place filled with grieve like Achan. Or we are bitter and seeking for vengeance like Absalom. Each of these people did not end well. Why? Because they stayed in a defiled place. Listen, don't stay in bitterness. No matter what has happened to you, don't stay in bitterness. It will destroy you. Don't let your heart be filled with so much vengeance, 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 vengeance. It will kill you. You must rise from vengeance. You must rise from bitterness. You must rise from envy. You must rise from greed. I want it. I want it. He has it. I will get it. Me too, I will get it. That is greed. It will defile you. It will destroy you. Don't stay in that place. Somebody say, I'm rising and I'm departing. We have to rise and depart. So what happens to those who do not settle in the wrong path and who depart? The same Micah, and I'm concluding now. Micah chapter 2, verse 12 to 13. This is what God says to them. After he says, arise and depart, this is what he says in verse 12. I will surely assemble all of you. O Jacob, I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I'll put them together like the sheep of the fold. Like a flock in the midst of their pasture. They shall make a loud noise because of so many people. The one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out, pass through the gate, and go out by it. Their king shall pass before them with the Lord at their head. So this is what God promises them. Three things that I want to highlight in this promises. When we choose to arise and depart, this is what the Lord promises us. First, God says, I will help you to break out. I will help you to break out. If you want to rise and depart, God says, I will help you to do it. And this morning, somebody will rise and depart because you are breaking out. From whatever situation, whether you were born into it, whether you got into it by somebody's decision, or you got to it by your own decision, you are breaking out. Somebody say, I'm breaking out. God says, I will help you to break out. Secondly, God says, I will take you through the gate. He is your way maker. Where doors have been shut, the Lord will lead you out into a good place. I will take you through the gate. And the final thing God says to them, I will be your head. I will be your head. When the Lord is with you, you are never alone. He's your head. He's your guide. So I came here this morning to tell somebody, arise and depart. The place you are is defiled. It is polluted. If you keep staying there, it will destroy you. Maybe it's a sinful life. You must arise and depart from it. Maybe it's just envy and bitterness. You must arise from it. Maybe it's just a heart of vengeance. Arise from it. Maybe it's greed. Arise from it. Maybe it's a bad relationship you've gotten yourself into and you know this is not where God wants me to be. You must arise from it. Don't stay in a place God doesn't want you to be. When your own heart condemns you, when you know within your heart, this is not what God, pardon me, this is not what God wants me to have. This is not the place God has for me. This is not God's will for my life. If you know that, don't stay there. Don't entertain it. Don't say I was born into it. Don't say, well, I can't do anything about it because some people brought me here. Don't say my own mistake brought me here. You're going to rise up and you're going to depart. And this morning, if you desire really to rise and depart, I'm going to pray with you. I'm coming to agreement with you wherever you are that God will break you out. He will break you out and you will get out from that situation this morning. A miracle will happen in your life. A breakthrough miracle. A full transformation in your life. If you believe there is something in your life, you've been there for too long, and you know this is not where God wants me to be, God will break you out. Let's all rise up together. Let's all rise together. I don't want anybody to just do it alone. Just rise together. But you know. Put your hand upon your heart. Put your hand upon your heart. Father, you have not called us to defilement. You have not called us to destruction. You've not called us to be prisoners of our Father's house. You've not called us to be prisoners of bad situations we find ourselves in. You've not called us to be prisoners of our own bad choices and actions. You've called us to be free and to be free indeed. And so, Father, I stand in your name and in the name of Jesus, in your presence before your throne, on behalf of your children, that anyone who has found themselves in a defiled place, who desires to be free, this day, in this moment, break them out of it, Lord. Anyone, oh God, who desires to be free from a defiled place, open the gate for them, oh Lord. Anyone, oh God, who says, I need help, Lord, be their help, be their head, and Lord, take them out. From today, in this place, at this morning, I speak liberty to your spirit. I speak liberty to your soul. I speak liberty to your spirit. I see liberty to your soul, to your mind, to your emotions, to your will, to your purposes. In the name of Jesus, in its defiled place you find yourself, you are breaking loose from it. You will not be destroyed in this place, and this situation will not destroy you. I speak life to you. I speak health to you. I speak strength to you. I speak favor to you. And I speak the fullness of God's purposes. You will arise and you will depart. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Somebody say, I rise and I depart. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord some praise this morning.
Thank you for listening to Live and Work. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otterbeil, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otterbeil. Email otterbeil@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.